Level 2. In the archaic and classical periods, Greek society was strongly patriarchal. Although the status of women varied slightly from one polis to another, they were generally considered inferior to men, both physically and intellectually. From birth, women were subject to the authority of a male figure, typically their father before marriage and their husband afterwards. A woman's primary role was to produce legitimate heirs, ensuring the continuation of the paternal name, the preservation of domestic cults, and the inheritance of the family estate. Women were expected to fulfill their duty as mothers and wives, managing the household or oikos. This included raising children, caring for the elderly, and supervising servants. Women also did not take an active part in the political life of the city. They could neither vote nor hold public office. They were expected to adhere to a strict moral code. Modesty, discretion, and the avoidance of any behavior that might attract undue attention. Women belonging to the wealthier social classes were largely confined to the home, spending most of their lives within the domestic space reserved for them, the gynaecaion. The only occasions on which they were allowed to go out were public events such as weddings, funerals, or religious festivals. The situation was different for women of lower social status, who had more freedom of movement, though usually for reasons connected to work. Unlike in Athens, where their status was more restricted than in other city-states, women in Sparta enjoyed greater freedoms. They were encouraged to take part in athletic competitions, as physical health was considered essential for producing strong offspring. Their role was, in fact, to provide the polis with healthy and vigorous young men for military service. Spartan women, moreover, unlike their Athenian counterparts, could own personal property and, in the absence of a husband, had the right to manage the family's assets. Nonetheless, even in cities where women held a relatively better position, such as Sparta, they remained subordinate to men and dependent on them. A partial improvement in the condition of women emerged during the Hellenistic period, when women were granted greater freedoms, including in the social sphere. In some cases, they even held positions of political authority, most notably in Ptolemaic Egypt.